Good day. I'm Warren Dick, the editor of MineWeb.com, and joining me on the podcast today is the Chief Executive Officer of Kumba Iron Ore, Norman Bazima. Good to have you with us, Norman.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here, Warren.
This was a very impressive result that you guys announced today. Obviously, production had come down, but HEPS, headline earnings per share, was up 20% to R9.41 a share. Norman, I think if I've understood what you've done with the business over the last 18 months, perhaps I could just summarize and say that you realized that you had to be able to deliver returns at $50 a ton in terms of the iron ore that Kumba sells. Just take us through some of the things and some of the thinking that's guided the company in the last 18 months and from which we've seen a lot of the positive results from today.
Warren, as you said, prices have not done us any favors in the recent few years. So we were at $135 a ton in 2013, and now we're talking about $52 a ton. And we've had to change our business. So what have we done? The first thing that we had to do was to restructure our business to make sure that we have the right number of people for what we need to do. And we've done that. We did it at head office. We did it at Tavazindi. We did it at Sishen and Kolomela, and it's now done. Second was to look at our mine plans and see whether we could make them even better than where they were, and especially at Sishen where we had very high strip pressures. So we've done that, and we have seen the strip pressure at Sishen now reduced from 6 to 3.5. Thirdly, we had to look at just our productivity. How well do we do what we do every day in the mine and introduce the operating model to make sure that efficiencies improve? Fourthly, we had to look at technology and say, how can we use technology to help things along? Pleased to say that if you go to Sishen and Kolomela today, you will see automated drilling. So you see drill rigs drilling on their own without anybody being an operator or a helper being on them. So we've done all those things to try and bring the costs down. And I'm pleased to say now our break-even price for this half was at $34 a ton from about $72 a ton before. And therefore, we're able to manage the lower prices that we expect to see.
Okay, that $34 a ton, as you say, is in the lower end of the guidance that, you'd given between the 32 and 40. Is it going to fall any further in the second half, or are you kind of happy where it is at the moment?
It will be under some pressure going forward. However, we expect that the fact that we have better run rates in production in H2 will mean that if we hold our costs and our capital as we've done in the past, then we can see that we can still stay around the 34 or even lower into the future.
Okay. The changes that you've initiated, it seems to me they've been very quick. As you mentioned, you've cut the cost from roughly double of where, even more than double where it is today, to the current cost. I mean, have you delivered in your mind faster than you expected?
I'm very pleased with the speed at which we've been able to deliver this thing. I can tell you that the prices have been coming down and tumbling down. And at most times I felt, oh, well, we've got this. We're doing X, Y, and Z, and we'll be able to manage. Except towards the end of last year when they hit $38.50 and we still hadn't done the work we have now done at Sishen. I was a bit nervous at that point in time. But now that we've done Sishen as well, I feel significantly more comfortable.
I mean, just to get a sense of how quickly that's changed, you've gone from a net debt position. Obviously, you did suspend the dividend last year, but you announced today that your balance sheet now has a net cash position of $548 million. You generated substantial free cash flow. So investors would naturally be wanting to know that impressive track record of dividends that Kumba had paid up until last year. When can they expect to see a dividend, Mr. Mizzi?
Mike, I want to tell you that I'm an investor in Kumba who hold a considerable number of shares. And therefore, I share in their desire to have a dividend made out of Kumba. We do not keep, as a policy, we do not keep excess cash on the balance sheet. And if we are as cash generative in the second half as we have been, and there's no reason to, other than prices, to believe that we won't, then we will have quite a bit of cash on the balance sheet. And I'm sure the directors will wish to look very closely at whether we can distribute some of that.
Just coming back to the production, Mr. Bazima, the idea with this being able to drop the cost has obviously had an effect on the production. For the period, the 6 months ending June, was down 21%. Just give us an idea between Sishen and Kolomela, what you expect the production levels to be on an annualized basis going forward from here.
Let's start with Kolomela, because it's quite steady at the moment. I expect it to produce 12 million this year and to move to 13 million next year and hold it at that level for the remainder of the life of mine. Sishen is something that we have, as you said, reconfigured significantly in this period. All the plans that we put together indicate that a production rate of about 27 million is appropriate for Sishen going forward. But there are more opportunities for optimization in Sishen than there will be in Kolomela, given what I've just said. So you can expect that will be around the 27 million mark, with a little bit of upside in later years.
Okay, great. And then just one last question. Obviously, you've decided to depart. You have you'll be handing over the reins of Kumba at the end of August to focus on your activities and your role as the deputy chairman of Anglo American South Africa, as I understand it. You've been running this business for 4 years. Just tell us some of the thinking behind that and why you've decided to step aside at this point in time.
Do you know, the program, the disposal program that Anglo American has in South Africa, and the resultant size that Anglo American will be post that disposal program, means there's a bit of restructuring to be done here in South Africa. And the disposal program itself is quite large, it's quite complex, it involves different commodities and so forth. And it really requires some dedicated time and a lot of focus to be able to bring it to a successful conclusion. I would like to leave this program at a stage where, A, South Africa, and represented by the government and so forth, is happy about what has happened, is sure that there will be growth in the mining industry even after we've disposed of some of these assets, and that Anglo is a good corporate citizen in South Africa in the manner that it has done this and in the remaining assets that it will be managing thereafter. So I think that's a complex thing and requires time and dedication to be able to do. And I think my background is such that people believe I can do a good job of it.
Absolutely. I think that insight as head of Kumba and your previous role as head of Anglo Coal will definitely help in that role. So we wish you everything of the best, Norman, and we look forward to engaging with you in the future.
Thank you very much. I look forward to that, Warren.
That was Norman Bazima, the outgoing Chief Executive Officer of Kumba Iron Ore.